Hi there, I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, we'll visit Lake Livingston. It's much more than just a great fishing hole. We'll learn about Houston's energy corridor. Where is it, and why is it important? Well, we'll find out. And in Galatians 5, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit and that we should all strive to live with good morals and motives and to help others. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. If you feel you're not reading the Bible as much as you should, check out The On-Ramp. It's a daily Bible reading podcast. Each weekday, there'll be a reading of one chapter of the Bible. In just a few minutes, you can begin a daily Bible reading habit, and listening is just as good as reading. Jump in today and get started. Check it out at hopenation.org or anywhere you hear your podcasts. Jesus has given us the power to withstand challenging situations with perseverance and endurance through the fruit of the Spirit. We need to ask Jesus every morning to fill us with fresh power for obedience. We need to ask Him to help us grow in love, joy, peace, patience, and kindness, to help us live our life with good morals and motives, and to help others. Now, being gentle is not being weak or letting others always have their way. Don't get those confused. But if we give God control, His will be done. The very first fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5 is love. Jesus' entire ministry demonstrated love, and His greatest demonstration of that love was the sacrifice He made for us on the cross. In Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." It's the world's biggest small group podcast, and you're invited. Grow your faith like never before in the world's biggest small group. This podcast gives you access to uncut conversations with well-known people of faith. Subscribe to it at hopenation.org. On the west side of the biggest city in the South is a business district called the Energy Corridor. The district is a 7-mile stretch of I-10, the Katy Freeway, between Kirkwood and Barker Cypress in Houston. It also extends south along Eldridge Parkway to Briar Forest. Parts of it actually overlap with a memorial area. Now, Houston is known as the energy capital of the world, and there's good reason for that. Many energy companies have major operations along this stretch of I-10. BP America, Citgo, ConocoPhillips, and Shell Oil are just some of the major companies that make this area home. Many other companies are located in this area too. Gulf States Toyota, Bex Prime, and Cisco, just to name a few. ExxonMobil operated a large chemical facility there until 2013 when they moved their new corporate campus to Spring. Houston's Energy Corridor takes in more than 26 million square feet of office space and roughly employs over 105,000 people. No wonder traffic is bad on the Katy Freeway. My friend and author Kim Weir hosts a podcast called The Art of Friendship. Kim will help you improve your already existing relationships and understand how to invest in others wanting to connect. With humor, honesty, and transparency, Kim guides the conversation with friends and experts to help you discover how life-changing and life-giving friendships can be yours. Search for it at hopenation.org. In the early 1970s, the river highway known as the Trinity River became the source for Lake Livingston. The Houston and Galveston areas kept growing and needed another water supply other than Lake Houston, so Lake Livingston was built. Now, I love the area, and years ago, my band played all over the Lake Livingston area, in Point Blank, Trinity, Livingston, and elsewhere. It's the largest single-purpose reservoir in Texas at 83,000 surface acres, and it's 90 feet deep in the deepest part. Lake Livingston is great for boaters and water skiers. Just watch out for stumps in some areas. It's probably best known, though, for its fishing. It's legendary for white bass, crappie, and catfish. Now, if you're fishing in the Lake Livingston State Park, you can do so without a fishing license. However, everywhere else on the lake, you will need a license to fish. There's nothing better than pulling into Browder's Marina and wetting a hook right there near the Lake Livingston Dam. Lake Livingston was built and is operated by the Trinity River Authority under contract with the City of Houston for water supply purposes. Oh, and one more thing. Watch out for snakes and alligators. After all, this is Deep East Texas. Out of here like Jumpin' Jack Flash. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.